Let us pray. Our Father, what would the believing people of Thine do without a mercy seat? What would the disconsolate do if they did not have the throne of grace to which to come, and the bread of life on which to feed, and the fountain of cleansing in which to bathe, and the water of life from which to drink? O Lord Jesus, Thou art made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. For truly Thou art the great I Am. Thou art the bread of life. Thou art the light of the world. Thou art the door by which we enter and go out in green pastures. Thou art the shepherd who died in our place. Thou art the resurrection and the life. And Thou art the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by Thee. And Thou art the true vine. I am the true vine, You said, and ye are the branches. And we thank Thee tonight that all of these things Thou art, and all of these things Thou art unto us and to our hearts. And we thank You for it. Now, our Father, we come back again tonight to hear Thy precious word, that word which Thou hast definitely laid upon our hearts for tonight. As we waited before You, You gave us the text and You gave us the words to speak. And so may we speak them in power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. And may they find a lodging place in our hearts is our cry. Our Father, we pray especially tonight for the Tooley family in Illinois. You know their needs. Oh, Father, how precious the conversation with the dear soul the week before last meant to my soul. And we hear they're in trouble, and they need Thee. And so will You meet that need tonight by Thy grace and by Thy mercy, as Thou alone can meet the needs of each and every one of our hearts. Be with them, comfort them, guide them, and lead them is our prayer. And our Father, the dear prisoner who wrote in and said he would have given up a year's packages coming into his cell to get the one Bible that he did, that he needed for his soul. We pray for him. Those who have written in that they're lost. Those who are praying that You will move in their place. We pray for the chaplains, our Father, that get the booklets and the tracts and the books for the men. Watch over them and keep them. Bless the material that's gone to 3 prisons these past 2 weeks. Our Father, great quantities of it for distribution among thousands of men. Or will You pour out Thy Spirit upon them? For You said that You will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground, and You pour out Thy Spirit upon our seed, and a blessing upon our offspring. You said they shall spring up as grass among the willows by the watercourses, and they shall say, I am of the Lord. So we trust You tonight to do what You said that You would do. Bless in our homes. Thou knowest our needs in our homes. Thou knowest those who are sin sick. Oh, my Father, that You would heal them from the hurt of sin. Thou knowest those who are sick in body. Have mercy upon them, and may Thy healing hand rest upon them. Have mercy upon us in these dark days of the war. Be with our president, those in authority. Give them wisdom and understanding. May they not be deceived, but may they have wisdom to know what to do in this hour. We trust You and look to You. Thy word will find a lodging place in their hearts, and that they will turn to Thee, for it is in Christ's name that we